we feel cool by proxy. You know, we get there and we feel much better about ourselves because we can't be that bad if we're playing with, you know, the Dirty Projectors that are playing, you know, an hour after us or something, you know.
Passion Pit have played with some of the coolest bands around, but the band's Michael Angelikos definitely doesn't think of himself as a cool rock guy. But maybe that's just because he hasn't had time to get used to the idea. After all, it's only been a little over 2 years since Michael was just a college kid playing around with his computer's music program. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. In late 2007, Passion Pit was born when Michael Angelikos recorded a few songs, burned them onto a CD, and gave that CD to his girlfriend as a Valentine's Day present. He called the project Passion Pit, 50s slang for a drive-in movie theater. Word got around, and so did copies of the CD that Michael burned and sold on campus for $4 a pop. And in pretty short order, Michael found himself with a record deal, an EP, Chunk of Change, and a lot of buzz in the indie music world. Passion Pit released their full-length debut, Manners, last year, and Michael and the band have been all over the place, touring behind their album and playing festivals from South by Southwest to Glastonbury. The Alternate Side's Rich McLaughlin talked with Michael about that in FUV's Studio A.
You guys are on the road for pretty much the first time. How has that been so far for you?
I think the festival circuit has been the most exciting. I mean, it's always amazing to go to a different town and, you know, the audience knows the lyrics and they're excited to see you and you're excited to see them. And there's this really amazing positive energy. But I think the festival circuit has been the thing that's really kind of taken us by surprise because I'm playing in front of, like, gigantic crowds who have no idea who you are. And if you have, like, at least another new fan, it's, like, the most amazing feeling. Because you're essentially proving yourself. We're at that point in our career where we're always proving ourselves. Because there's, of course, that, like, you know, that expected backlash when you're a buzz band and everyone's kind of talking about you as being this quote-unquote next big thing or whatever. So that's what we're kind of experiencing right now. But the festivals are the most rewarding, I think.
We dug these holes we crawled into. Now they're my home. Now here I cannot feel the wind, can't feel the rain or cold. And I believe in gentle harmony. Oh, how I loathe all this obscenity. Is this the way my life has got to be? Have I a single opportunity? Look at me, oh look at me. Is this the way I'll always be? Oh no, oh no. And now I think that somebody will swiftly come and kidnap me. Oh no, oh no.
I think in terms of how it's been, you know, perceived, that's kind of the magic of it, you know, like where I can hide behind this blissful, euphoric pop music and really kind of, you know, exhibiting a very dark side of myself, but really no one else is really taking notice, which I think is a really amazing thing about pop music because it's more or less just the beat and the hook that catch people, and then the rest, it's like almost like subliminal messages. And I think that's what makes it pretty special to me because, I mean, obviously what I'm singing about completely doesn't match up with how we're playing or the music, or the style of music. And I think that dichotomy is what's kind of made the project special, at least to me.
And you said it was like fire around the brim, burning solid, burning thin, the burning rim, like stars burning holes right through the dark, flicking fire like salt water into my eyes. You were 1 inch from the edge of despair. I dragged you back, a sleepy hair, sleepy hair.
Passion Pit with Sleepy Head and The Reeling. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty, and hear more from Passion Pit at thealternateside.org.